This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Time for a few birthday emails brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
And if you're headed to the tournament on Monday, they'll be with me on the 16th hole. I'm going to be eating salsa all day, so it's going to be a good time. All right, guys.
Al Opecia.
Jesus. That's a joke. Look at the picture. Look at the picture. Guy's got a beard down to his waist.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Good work, Mike.
Hola, guys. It's my son Riker's second birthday. Can he get a kid's face sandwich? Coach Ted pumping him up for going to see a monster truck show this weekend.
Yeah. Nice.
And some dad jokes from Miles. Cheers, guys. That from Tyler.
Fish sandwich.
All right, man. I don't know where you're going to see these monster trucks, but monster trucks are awesome. All right. I've seen them a couple times here down at the football stadium. Here's the main thing. First of all, look at your dad straight in the eye. This guy's two, right?
Miles, 2 years old.
All right, look at your dad go, Dad, I need headgear or ear protection. That is the loudest thing, yes, I've ever been to. Dad, if you've never been, I'm dead serious. Buy him ear protection. Second of all, you're two. I'm going to need a favor from you. When that truck gets going, you got to scream. And keep screaming. Scream all night, son.
Have you guys seen that lately?
I have not.
It is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing. Actually, my kid went last year, or 2 years ago, one of the two. Ended up on the Jumbotron, made his life.
Awesome. Yeah. Jokes for a two-year-old on a Dad Joke Friday. Oh, no. Guys, I just got hospitalized due to a peekaboo accident.
Oh, yeah?
They put me in the ICU. Peekaboo. 2 year-old.
I kind of like that. It's cute, right, man. Yeah. I don't know if the kid gets it.
He'll get this one eventually. I just talked my kids about democracy.
Oh, yeah?
I had them vote on which movie to watch and then which pizza they wanted to order.
Okay.
All right.
I then picked the movie and the pizza because I got all the money.
There you go.
Albert Einstein was a genius. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But his brother Frank, he was a monster. Bitches, hoping I'm not too late to get a birthday shout out to my beautiful, amazing daughter, Alexis, who turns 14 today. The show has introduced her to so many things in her life, including animal flatulence, fish sandwiches, and dog punning. I was hoping she could get a fish sandwich medley, some green beans, and a couple of dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. You make the hours of driving every day more tolerable. Rock on. That from Chris in New Hampshire.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
A fish sandwich?
And put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Sandwich.
Maybe
are
some
you sure?
Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean. Green bean.
All right, Alexis is 14.
14.
He should 14. Work. Guys, there can be 100 people in a room and 99 will not slap you.
Yeah.
But one will.
My wife told me to take that spider out instead of killing him. So I
went out to dinner?
Yeah, I took a few drinks. Nice guy. He's a web designer.
The web designer.
Guys, I decided I want a pet termite.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to name him Clint.
Oh, because Clint eats wood.
Clint eats wood.
Okay, all right.
And Ted people said I'd never get over my obsession with Phil Collins. But take a look at me now.
Oh, yes. Damn it.
Thought you were going to hit him with Imagine Dragons.
I got that one coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Hey.
Look at him.
Cool.
Let's leave it for now. Guys, I want to give a birthday shout out to my sisters, Gemma and Jessie. Also, thank you from the three of us for all the entertainment and joy you bring to our afternoons. Yeah, whether we're listening live or on the replays there on the Odyssey app. So I want a fish sandwich, green beans, and Ted, the coach, for encouraging things will be better on the next year. Thank you, gentlemen. Congrats on your 20th anniversary, and salute you all. That from Joanna.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah. All right. I guess this is an adult, right? We didn't get an age on this one?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, man. You had a bad year last year. I'll be honest with you. Coaches had down years. But you know what you do? You get up the next day, all right? What's the first step in a marathon? Or what's the first thing in a marathon? That first step. UCLA, one of the winningest basketball programs of all time. First practice every year with learn to tie your shoes. Get up. Take that dust off. Put your hat on. Go outside. This year's going to be better. If you make it better.
Guys, this one for Renee Olapachola. None of my friends listen to the show, so I decided to do my own birthday shout out. It is my 26th trip around the sun. Thank you guys for keeping me company while I deliver in the summer heat. Love the show. Keep up the great work. How about a Leroy Jenkins, some shotgun gets, and the dirty Germans talking about what they will do with my packages. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Get! Get! Get!
Yeah, you know what to do with your packages. I will put them in my dirty hole.
Yeah. So you know what? The thing is, the packages go in, they go out. Before you know it, you all end up in the gummy cave.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, the gummy cave is still a thing.
By the way, we just got an email, just a quick update. It says, Ted was right, I'm a black woman. The woman wearing the pixie wig.
Okay!
Yeah, she emailed in.
All right!
Not alopecia.
Not alopecia. Well, she might have alopecia, too.
Aloysia.
Aloysia,
well, I was looking at you for a little backup there, Thrill. You kind of left me on this island.
Well, no, I just let you're not wrong. But hey.
Fellas. Yeah.
I get it right.
My name.
Also, just personal thing. Just, hey, a little hint for a lot of people. Men, buy one set of silk pillowcases.
All right.
Guys, my name is Eric B., and today is my 30th trip around the big fireball in the sky. Would love to hear the dirty Germans talk about what my girlfriend should do for me tonight. Maybe a fart and a what the F is that, bro. Love the show, guys. You make the day a whole lot better. That from Eric.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, I think we should do tonight. In Germany, we let you do a little thing where we name sex moves after bands. So I was thinking the five-finger death punch, but that's too much. So for your birthday, do the Bananarama, where you ram a banana.
Yeah, or you could do the AC/DC in hopes the plugs go in the right ports.
Yeah.
Outrage.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oops.
Have you ever heard him sing in his first band?
Oh, yeah.
Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's like a glam kind of rock band.
Really?
And it's not like this!
Wait, his voice sounds different?
Yes. Yeah.
They did a cover of House of the Rising Sun, which is freaking awesome.
I cannot imagine hearing his voice.
Dude, it's great. I'll show you at the break. It's great.
All right.
Guys, wishing my best friend Nicholas, pronounced Dirty Man, a happy 37th birthday. He would love some dad jokes from Miles, the Dirty Germans discussing the best elixir to sober up after a long night of drinking. And Ringo saying a few words. Love you, man. Best regards. That from Paul. Let's see what we got for you, Paul.
Paul?
Paul.
Oh, Paul. Sorry, Avery.
Yeah, Paul's birthday today, Avery. Isn't that something?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Do you want two CDs?
to see.
No, don't do
no,
it.
I know.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
No. I eat mop who?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Mike. Mike, do you bofa?
Do I bofa what?
Bofa these nuts.
I got it.
Do you like pudding?
No.
You like pudding?
I don't like pudding, Miles. Neither does the FCC.
Putting these on your chin?
Yeah. Don't say that
the
one.
The FCC hard. Doesn't like that one.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
No, the FCC doesn't like that one either.
Imagine Dragon these.
Nah.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you like parodies?
No!
How about a parodies?
Like
the FCC doesn't like his jokes. He's trying to get us pulled off the air.
Parodies.
Do you like a parody?
Yeah, to answer my other question, yes. But of course, what kind of elixir do you want after a heavy night of drinking? Yeah, more booze. Just don't sober up. Stay drunk.
Yeah, see, the thing is that after you're drinking, you're dehydrated, so you need water and salt. So I will help you with this special elixir. If you help me retrieve it.
Guys, can you wish Melissa a very happy birthday? Give her Coke Ted on what to do tonight. The captain on how me and her can have some fun. And a couple dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, very much. She's a wonderful woman. Always puts a smile on my face when I see her walk through that door. That from her friend, Bernard.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and congratulations on having a friend who's also a dog. But as far as having fun, I don't know about you, but as mascots like to say, it starts by waking up in an abandoned rail car in a decommissioned nuclear facility. We like to scoop up some muddy water with our bare hands, filter it through a hobo's socks, before guzzling it out of a rusty paint can. Give it 5 minutes, and I promise the fun will begin. Bring baby oil. Crunch berries.
Hi, you going out tonight? It's your birthday. This dude sends in a nice email. What are you going to do? I don't know. Make some mistakes. Make some terrible mistakes. You know what? Maybe cross the line with this guy. Seems India. Seems like you're both single. Hook it up. Get a margarita. Do some coke. Wake up in Tijuana.
Wow. Oh, God.
Guys, I dated a girl who was a twin, and people used to ask me how I could tell them apart.
Oh, yeah?
I said, Jessica always pulled her hair back. Michael had a huge penis. God. I want you guys to know I switched to a European dishwashing detergent.
Oh, yeah?
It's Finnish.
Nice.
Have you checked out the new boy band from Puerto Rico?
No.
The new boy band from Puerto Rico.
One Direction. I asked my dog, what's 2 minus 2?
What'd he say?
He said nothing. And what's a funeral director's favorite element from the periodic table? A
funeral director. Argon?
Barium.
Barium.
Oh, no.
Barium.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. And guys, I'd like to wish my dad Lynn a very happy 83rd birthday. He doesn't like celebrating, so he's hiding from the family at his hunting cabin in Danville, Washington. That's fine by me, because let's face it, he's 83. He can do whatever the F he wants. So could you please give an old lady fish sandwich, the angry bagel guy, and a you big dummy. Happy birthday, old man. Love you to the moon and beyond. That from the ginger midget.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss, you big dummy.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, Men's Room Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Ive.com and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Corn.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut in her sheets and on sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheet slits shut to seal the sailor's soiled, slitted sheets, bring Schlitz, your Schlitz.
Three times fast.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut and sheets on sailor ships. Sherry Schultz sews soiled sailor sheets, slits shut to seal the sailor's soiled, slitted sheets, bring Schlitz, you Schlitz.
One.
Sherry Schlitz sews sluts shut in sheets and sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheets slits shut to the seal to the sailor soiled slitted sheets. Bring Schlitz, you sheets.
Two.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut in sheets on sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheets slit shut to seal the sailor soiled slitted sheets. Bring Schlitz, you slits.
Seems like a win at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Up to about 2:30, coming up with some tongue twisters for you, Ted. But lo and behold, Simon the Kiwi from Redmond, a listener of ours, sent an email this morning.
He's actually a Kiwi.
Yeah, he said this is a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC. As we say, the listener always comes first. So, Simon, here you go. And Ted, this one goes something like this. How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Three times fast.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
One.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Two.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Oh my God. Wow.
Spitting hot fire on the mic.
Wow. There you go. A big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.